What do you call the covered area at the front or side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs where?
On the porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
That's just a patio.
Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to the barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
And that's the cow pen.
Okay. What do you call a wall or fence made out of rocks or stones? What do you call a wall or fence made out of rocks or stones?
Well, it's very permanent, but I don't know.
Would you say rock wall or rock fence?
Yes, a rock fence or rock wall.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden vessel open at the top for carrying water or milk?
A wooden bucket.
Okay, what would you call the same thing if it was made out of metal? Or would there be any difference?
I don't believe so.
Okay, what do you call the heavy iron thing used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay, what do you call that thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of? The thing where you turn the water off and on?
Faucet.
Excuse me, I have allergies and it gets in my throat. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay, what do you call a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth? You might say that 100 pounds of chicken feed would come in a what?
Burlap bag.
Okay. Have you ever heard of croaker sack?
Croaker sack, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We have croaker sacks up the cans are in them.
Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Have heard of. What do you call a small musical instrument that you hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harp.
Okay. What do you call a small musical instrument that is made out of metal and held between the teeth and picked? Have you ever heard of Jew's harp, mouth harp?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call a piece of playground equipment that is made with a long board balanced in the middle? One child sits on one end of the long board and another sits on the other end.
Oh, my goodness. What is it? It's a jump board.
Okay. What do you call a homemade merry-go-round, something that goes round and round?
Oh. Well, it really is a merry-go-round, isn't it?
Okay. Mm-hmm. What do you call a flat piece of stone used to sharpen knives with?
Good evening.
Hi.
How are you?
Just fine. How are you?
That's a wet rock.
Pretty good, thank you,
man. Okay. You were telling what you're doing. So he
She's asking me some questions recording.
For my class at Emory. Mm-hmm. I go to school in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And my teacher sent me off down here to do some interviews.
He might beat me up for some of these questions. He might have one.
Okay.
I don't know. It's been so long since I've tried
it. Well, what it is to show that different people people in the South talk different from people in the North. So there's really no right or wrong answer.
Yeah.
It's just how you pronounce it. And more than correct and incorrect.
This is a seesaw thing that goes.
Mm-hmm. That sometimes when you ask these questions, you know, you just can't think, but you know.
Yeah.
I found that problem when I first filled it out. Okay. Do you have any different names for different kinds of rail fences?
I don't believe so, just a rail fence.
Okay. If you have too many people spending the night at your house, what do you call a bed made on the floor?
A